The Department of Education is asking for nearly $46 million more for its fiscal year 2017 operating budget. That's on top of the $1.6 billion it will receive in state general funds next year. Education Superintendent Catherine Matayoshi says DOE funding has not kept up with the state's economic growth when compared to other states.
State revenue increased 37% over this period of time, and the DOE operating budget went up about 9%. We're about 17th in per pupil spending, and this does not take into account cost of living. We're about 5th in personal median income, which was a surprise to me. But we are 39th in revenue spent on public schools per $1,000 of personal income.
Matayoshi says enrollment continues to increase, with more than half of all students identified as economic disadvantaged, special education, or English language learners. The capital improvement or construction budget is also less than what was approved by the Board of Education. Dan Carlson is Assistant Superintendent for Facilities and Support Services.
We're appropriated around $77.9 million. The governor gave us $113 million-ish, so we are up to around $190 million. But that, in comparison to our request of $455 million, obviously leaves us slightly short.
The DOE currently has a facilities repair and maintenance backlog of $300 million. In addition, Carlson says, the DOE spent $20 million for classroom heat abatement this year and is requesting $30 million more for 2017. Governor Ige announced in his State of the State address that he plans to use green energy market securitization funds to cool 1,000 classrooms by the end of the year.
There are about 11,000 classrooms. About 4,500 of them are currently air-conditioned. There are about 6,500 or so that are not. A lot of it really does focus on efficiency, so it is changing the lights, changing core systems in the public schools to reduce the demand for electricity.
The DOE is requesting a total of $58.5 million for electricity, gas, water, and sewer in 2017. Also on the list is a classroom building for Campbell High School, a pre-kindergarten program, and Board of Education expenses. Meanwhile, Corey Rosenlee, president of the Hawaii State Teachers Association, says the union will continue to advocate raising the general excise tax 1 percentage point to provide $750 million more in funding each year for the DOE.
When we polled on it, people are willing to raise taxes for their kids. And it only costs between about $7,000 to $8,000 for a regular public education student. Private schools, at the minimum, do it for $15,000. You know, I'm not even talking about the Punahou Irialanis. They do it for close to $25,000, $26,000 per student. And so it's very short-sighted to say we won't raise taxes to fund our schools.
The DOE oversees and funds 290 public and charter schools statewide, with 180,000 students and 22,000 teachers, staff, and administrators. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.